Athens' oldest university has become a canvas for citizens venting their anger. Anger at the government, anger at capitalism, calls for banks to be burned. There is much anger too at Germany. Athens resident Anastasis Koutsoukos interrupted VOA's filming to make his point.
Merkel have the ideology of pan-Germanism. All is Germany. That is a problem.
It is a common sentiment. On June the 17th, Greeks return to the polls. The EU warns that Greece's future in the euro is at stake. Voters who spoke to VOA appeared strongly divided.
They try to push the Greeks to accept something that is unbearable. The memorandum is unbearable, simply. It will make the Greek economy a desert.
Voting for a party won't make things better. Only the people themselves can make things better. Am I optimistic? No.
It was at this spot on April the 4th that Dimitris Christoulas, a 77-year-old pharmacist, shot himself. In his pocket was a note saying that he couldn't bring himself to go searching through the garbage to feed himself.
Greek supporters and campaigners from across the world have turned this spot in front of Parliament into a shrine against austerity. Still, polls show an overwhelming majority of Greeks want to stay in the euro. Konstantis Michalos is president of the Athens Chamber of Commerce. He says there will be no easy Greek exit from the single currency.
Greece may be in the spotlight at the moment, but it's not just Greece. We've got Italy, we've got Portugal, and we have Spain, potentially France. So Germany has to look seriously towards this situation, because in a few months' time, we will have addition to this long list of problematic economies from northern European states.
Fears of a run on Greek banks have so far not materialised. But the uncertainty over Greece's future in the eurozone is causing instability across the world economy and prolonging the agony of the Greek people. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Athens.